For several years in a row, catastrophic wildfires have ravaged the western United States. These climate change-fueled fires are burning bigger, hotter, and are more destructive than ever. And it's not just the U.S. Australia, Europe, China, and the Amazon, among other places, have all faced increased damage from bigger fires. A new report by the UN Environment Program out this week says those big blazes are likely here to stay and could increase dramatically in coming years if nations don't take action soon. Dozens of researchers from around the world collaborated on the study, and one of the authors joins us now from Northern California. Don Hankins is a professor of geography at California State University, Chico. Don, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So the fires in the western U.S. are already catastrophic almost every year. This report warns these big fires could become even more frequent and intense, potentially increasing by 30% by 2050. That's huge.
Yeah, the projections with climate change is that we're going to be seeing a lot more growth of these fires if we're not going to be more proactive with how we approach it.
Broadly speaking, what are the main drivers causing wildfires to increase so rapidly around the world?
Right. Well, I think the biggest drivers that we see affecting the growth of wildfires globally is really related to the drying of our environment. So warming of the climate, addition of fuels that accumulate in places, particularly as the vegetation begins to dry and becomes receptive to fire. And so that's really what this report is kind of underlying is where we're starting to see new fires happening in places where we haven't traditionally seen fires and that sort of thing.
And the report argues that government priorities are a bit out of whack, that wildfire response, the sort of the planes, the crews, the equipment, currently get more than half of the funding, but prevention gets less than 1%. Don, how can government start to rectify that imbalance when facing these bigger, hotter fires?
Right. Well, I think really what we're seeing is that approach is not necessarily going to help us in the future in terms of what direction we're going to be dealing with this increase in fire. And what the report really looks to is to address opportunities of putting fire back onto the landscape, as you say, in terms of like preventative measures. And one of the pieces that really is highlighted in that is the opportunities for the inclusion of indigenous knowledge around fires and inclusion of indigenous peoples in stewarding fires, as many of the places globally where we see fires happening and for, you know, long periods of time, indigenous peoples have been stewarding in those places, but the impacts of colonization and things like that have really limited where that's been at.
So when you're talking about learning to live with fire and adopting indigenous fire management, you're talking about practices such as planned or prescribed burning. Talk a little bit more about that and the challenges of government scaling up those planned fires.
Right. Well, so in the example I'll use, you know, from California and also elsewhere within the U.S. is if we start to think about increasing the application of prescribed and or cultural burning, there's a lot of learning that has to take place around that. So when we think about where are we going to apply fire within the landscape, who do we have within those places that has the knowledge of what that ecosystem needs, how fire affects that ecosystem and the seasonal timing, for instance, and different factors along those lines, and then just the capacity of people to be able to implement those kind of burns. And so there's a growth that's there. And in the state of California, for instance, there's a lot of effort being put into regional fire and forest capacity programs to increase the amount of fire and learning around fire to build that capacity, you know, going forward.
Finally, Don, we hear a lot about fighting the impacts of climate change, and that requires thinking about resilience on a structural level. But I also wonder on a personal level, you know, how are researchers like you, you know, coping working in a field that, you know, is really one of the biggest challenges of our time, how to help governments and agencies become more resilient? We hear about experts feeling stressed out. What keeps you going?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest motivation for me, and I definitely would say that there's that stress level every time, you know, a fire happens, you know, as I personally live in a forested environment, so I see the changes around me on a daily basis. And so for me, what motivates me is really thinking about the opportunities to educate people that we can live with fire if we choose, you know, to engage with it, using fire at the right time in a more offensive way rather than being a defensive approach as we have been doing for the last, you know, more than a century here within the United States.
Don Hankins is a professor of geography at California State University, Chico. Don, thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.